So, so then you see truth for the obscure mind, you see. So then you realize, second time then you realize the control Dhamma, see. Truth for the obscure mind, you see. So the, so then, but so by training the by having realized the eye is empty, the ultimate nature of the eye, the emptiness.
Then,
as a result, then you see as a the eye as illusion.
Percibes al yo como una
ilusión. So anyway, like this, then you see the true truth of the eye.
Entonces, able to realize.
So anyway, so so that among the students, some who have collected a lot of merit in the past, who studied the teachings on the Prajna Paramita, you know, collected a lot of imprint in the past, who meditated in the past. So then also having received the blessing of the Guru in the heart, having entered the blessing of the Guru in the heart, as the disciple said, the correct devotee, which friend, and looking at it is a positive side. Only quality, no mistakes. Buddha, you see.
Buddha.
So, the guru yoga meditation, you see. Blessing which, blessing guru into the heart, disciple through that devotion, you see. Then, at the same time, you see, doing say intensive practice, purifying the departments.
Y además de tener esa devoción correcta y cumplir las directivas del maestro, hace prácticas intensas de purificación.
And then purify the departments, okay? There's various practices, you know, purify the mind and collect extensive merits. So those things happen together, these conditions or cause conditions happen together. You're able to see the truth of the eye, you see. something say something that you never experienced.
Algo que nunca habías experimentado antes.
Never discovered.
Que nunca habías descubierto.
From beginningless rebirth. Never discovered.
Nunca lo habías descubierto.
The first time, see, then. by developing this, see, by developing this wisdom, then later, see, you also, you seek meditation from the right view. You are seeking meditation from the right view. And then you see, if you haven't achieved the calm about meditation, before this, then you achieve this. Then you achieve the realization. You see, the concentration that derives the rapturous ecstasy of the body, rapturous ecstasy of the body and mind. On your mental emptiness, you see, unified with the karma abiding. So, what's called the concentration, unification of the emptiness and the karma abiding.
La concentración que unifica indivisiblemente la vacuidad y la quietud mental.
So then you see by developing this, for example, there's a five path to achieve liberation, and there's five path to achieve full enlightenment. And so there are five minor paths to enlightenment. There's a five visible path to see, to achieve liberation for oneself. So. So when you achieve the third rising path, part of marriage, second preparatory path, third rising path, fourth path of meditation, normal learning. So when you achieve the third rising path, then that time you have wisdom. You have achieved the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. Through the development of the concentration, the unification of the emptiness and the karma abiding. So during this time, when you achieve the rising path, you see, with this wisdom, in each of those paths, there are different levels, you know, there are many things to explain. But just very rough idea. So by exercising this third rising path, then you remove. The delusion, you see, the 112 delusions you're able to remove. Then by exercising the power of meditation, slowly by training the mind, the wisdom directly perceives emptiness. So then by exercising the power of meditation, then you remove the 16 delusions. then you see, by removing even the cause of delusion, by training the mind, you see, in the wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, you're able to see it completely, even the cause of the delusion, the seeds, the negative imprint, okay? when that happens, your ultimate nature of your mind, you know, that which is totally free from this, remove all this, then that's the liberation, the nirvana, soulless state, you see. then impossible. Then it's impossible to experience suffering again. So this cycle existence, you die and reborn, die and reborn, this take another rebirth, you see. So it's completely ended. Totally ended. Then human being, I'm going to conclude there. So I'm not going to go to details. So there's a human, you're born a human being, there's oceans of human sufferings. And so all the human beings' problems. So you're totally, so impossible to experience again. So similar. Then impossible then to experience oceans of the oceans of sea. Sura, Asura realm sufferings, then hell sufferings, and ghosts of animal oceans. So all those intermediate states, intermediate states, so all those oceans of suffering, each realm. So you're totally free. Impossible to experience again. So therefore, practice Dharma. Practice Dharma, attaining the true cessation of the suffering by exercising true path. That's one time work. That's just one time. Like the works of this life, or like the works of the samsara, you see, the cycle of existence. You know. So the achieving happiness, for these aggregates, you know, the continuity of the aggregates, our aggregates, you see, our aggregates, continuity of the aggregates, contaminated, this continuity of these aggregates, continuity of contaminated aggregates, caused by karma delusion. So this is samsara. Some lamas explain. This is what Lama Tsongkhapa explained in the great commentary of the gradual path of enlightenment. Some of my gurus explained the continuity of the taking birth, continuity of the birth of this aggregates, contaminated aggregates. Caused by karma delusion, samsara. So anyway, the achieving happiness for this, achieving pleasure of this aggregate, you see. So that, we experienced numberless times. From beginningless rebirth. From beginningless rebirth, you
see.
From beginningless rebirth, we did that. We worked for this. To see happiness for this. But still did not end.
Doesn't
it complete? No end. So it's the same. How much we continue, it becomes endless. So that's why the suffering of samsara. So the endless.
Become endless.
So you see, but I see there's going to finish, no end, you see. But Dharma practice is one time.
Es un trabajo que no tiene fin, es un trabajo para seguir en el samsara continuamente. No hay mientras que el trabajo, las actividades que hagamos para la práctica del Dharma sí que tiene fin.
So then you see then after you achieve the blissful state of peace. then you abide this many eons in this state of bliss, you see. Then Buddha sent light from the Buddha sent light to you, and then there's a verse, stanza. There's one stanza of teaching, I don't remember. Now, so then you see, pursue your heart to enter in the mind path. then you exercise the five mind path of enlightenment. So then, in this case, then you remove the. You don't have to remove the disturbance of spiritual Buddha, you're already done. So here you remove the disturbing thought of the subtle obscuration. Which function is merely interfere your mind, you know, to become omniscient mind, you see. So that's the meaning of this subtle defilements. So here, by exercising these five paths, so by exercising the third mind path,
the rising path, then
you remove 116, I think it's subtle, 116, the subtle defilements. Then you actualize the mind path of meditation, also you remove 116, you know,
defilements.
So then, see, complete path, then you, then you are able to cease completely the subtle negative imprint. That which project.
The
total hallucination, you see. Whatever phenomena, including I, self, action, object, whatever phenomena appearing, see, even though just now your mind merely believed, but when they appear back, not appearing merely bit by mind, but appeared back to you. Appeared back to you, not merely by mind. Existing from its own side. Existing by nature. There's a hallucination decorated or projected on your eye, action, object, all the phenomena that which merely imputed by the mind.
Todos esos fenómenos que en realidad es algo que existe solamente como mera imputación de la mente.
Existing in my name.
Existiendo como mero nombre.
That's the reality.
Esa es la realidad.
How everything is.
De todo lo que percibimos.
But there's a projection.
Pero
from your
parte de una proyección
from this negative imprint.
Que viene de una huella negativa.
It's a hallucination. Hallucination. You see, the truly existent. Truly existent appearance. You know?
De la existencia verdadera.
See, put. Put on everything.
Esa alucinación de existencia verdadera la proyectamos en todo.
The mere level I, mere level action, mere level everything.
La proyectamos en el yo meramente nominado, en la acción meramente nominada.
You know, from hell up to enlightenment.
Samsara,
nirvana.
Whatever
you see. Happiness, suffering. So everything is there. Everything exists in my name, merely by my mind, but all this, there's a hallucination that your mind, this negative imprint,
decorated.
You see, decorated, put on the whole entire existence. So then, you see here now actualizing the five mind path, then. By exercising the path of meditation, that they remove the they're able to remove the even the subtle negative imprint which project this hallucination. Everything, including yourself, the I, action object, everything, see, something real.
Everything
is something real.
Objetos, la acción, lo percibes todo como real.
Existing from society, you see.
Existiendo en el propio lado.
So you put this, you have decorated this hallucination on all the existence, on all the.
Sobre todo, es como que decoramos todo con esta alucinación.
O sea, all these phenomena exist in my name.
Los fenómenos que existen son como mero nombre.
Ah, so that. So. So this is completely purified, I say. No, then your mind becomes omniscience. So omniscience. So then that time, then not only your mind becomes omniscient, directly seeing all the past. At the same time, seeing future, at the same time, the present, everything, see. while you are meditating, while your mind is meditating, one-pointedly, in the emptiness, immovable forever.
Immovable
forever from the emptiness. Directly seeing emptiness, you know. Oh. So while the mind is forever like this, you know, at the same time your mind, so that this time you're fully enlightened being. So at the same time your mind can see the base of the emptiness.
Puede ser capaz de percibir la base de la vacuidad.
So, see those two together.
Es decir, puede ver las dos verdades simultáneamente.
So this matter, the flower, maybe she said. So, your mind, you see, directly seeing emptiness of the flower.
the
meditation, you see. immovable forever from the emptiness. Emptiness of the flower. So, at the same time, the mind can see the flower. At the same time, can see the conventional truth, the flower. Seeing the ultimate truth, at the same time, seeing the conventional truth, the flower.
So,
yeah. So that's a very special quality of Buddha.
We
can see together that does so while the mind is one-pointedly in meditation emptiness, but at the same time you see can see all the sentient beings.
Every single sentient being,
the level of mind, intelligence, karma, intelligence, you know, the karma, everything. And then all the methods, even to guide one sentient being from happiness to enlightenment. From happiness to enlightenment. So can see every single method to fit it exactly. so like that to every single sentient beings can see
all the
level of intelligence, their karma, which is everything. Then every single method that was fits to each sentient being, see, to guide from vitalize, you know, to enlighten. And at the same time manifest with the holy body, holy spirit, holy mind.
So
when you achieve enlightenment, the body can do the action, the body can do functional mind. Mind can bring the functional body, you see? For Buddha like that.
Para un Buddha.
So then manifest billions.
Numberless
form. At the same time, you see? To the sentient beings. And then, say, guide them from happiness to happiness to enlightenment. unconceivable numbers, manifest in the different forms of
manifestation.
Then that time you have perfect power to be able to reveal whatever methods fit you, sentient beings. And also with that, you are complete mind training and compassion towards sentient beings. So mainly because of the compassion generated for us in the beings.
For
every single sentient being, not even one left out. Developed from numberless eons, you know, for so many eons. So because that. Because of that, then you see, we sentient beings, we receive guidance.
Es por lo que los seres recibimos la guía, las instrucciones.
So, especially as we open our mind, open our heart towards, the path of enlightenment.
Por lo que nuestra mente, nuestro corazón se abre hacia el camino a la iluminación.
Then see, is to guide, to liberate us from all the suffering, bring the enlightenment.
Y así nos guía para liberarnos y poder eliminar el sufrimiento hasta lograr la liberación y la iluminación.
So now, so we are able to do perfect work without the slightest mistake. You know, towards the numberless
things.
So, when the one sun or one moon rises, you see, there's no motivation. You see, I must reflect in this ocean, in this country, Mexico, what's the name of this?
Guadalajara.
You know, I must manifest Guadalajara. This part of the water. So, so any water which doesn't have obscuration. Then the one sun rises, one moon, naturally reflect in every single ocean, every single water dew, water stream, even small water dew, it's everywhere. So that, see, without an effort. So, like this, how,
so,
everywhere manifest, you see, rather than the reflection. So like that, how you, when you become enlightened, how you benefit from the beings without effort, without any effort. So, spontaneously, so do the work for sentient beings without slightest mistake. So, until everybody is liberated from all the suffering, brought to enlightenment. Not only liberated from suffering, but brought to enlightenment. So until everybody is brought. When every single suffering sentient being is liberated and brought to enlightenment. So that one is really the goal of our life.
The purpose
of our life, or the our achievement. So we can do that. We can say, while we have this precious human body, it gives full opportunity to engage in this. But not others. This human body, especially we received in this continent, southern continent. Okay, so this one particular. That there's other human world, you know, east and west. In this universe, east, west, other human world. But especially this southern continent human body we have. This one.
Says,
unbelievable opportunity.
So that's why
this human body we have received at this time, this world. More precious than all the wealth, than all the wealth in the rest of the world. The value of all the wealth in the world is nothing compared to this. So this human body, so precious, and every day, not only every day. Every minute, every second. Humble, precious. more precious than you see. Size of this earth, gold, diamond. Even the whole sky filled with the diamond, gold, billions of dollars. even which brand of jewel, you know? Jewel, a precious jewel that you, whatever you pray, to get the material comfort. I mean, material comfort, you know, the enjoyment, external enjoyment. See. But you don't have human body, you own whole sky, gold, diamond, billions of dollars, and billions of dollars, whole sky, you see, which grand jewel. you cannot achieve higher birth. You cannot achieve enlightenment, full enlightenment for certain things. You know, to liberate everyone, all the from suffering, and cause and bring to enlightenment, you see. And you cannot do that, and you can't achieve even liberation for oneself, for yourself. You can't achieve even happiness in future lives. But without having this precious as the materials, but if you have a human body, especially received in this continent, in the southern continent, can achieve all this. Can achieve all this. What? So you can achieve all the happiness, whatever you wish, you can achieve. Free from all the suffering, all the deferments. And then you can. You, the one person, can liberate numberless other beings. Numberless beings from the suffering causes and bring to enlightenment, you see. What unbelievable what this what we can do, what we can do with this present human body. So now, what makes possible to do all this?
What is it?
Now we go down. Very basic there.
Okay.
Good heart.
Practice
a good heart. So, the what makes everything successful? The practice good heart.
No delay. Okay.
So, opposite to everything you see, all the. When you obstacles, you blame everything to one. The ego self change. And now here I'm saying, you see, so all the success, all the obstacles come from that. Now all the success, happiness come from all your happiness, success,
or
you know, all the happiness, success you can give to all living beings come from root your good heart. You could have cherished others, okay?
Cherish others.
Seeking happiness for others. So here I want to mention something, then I'm going to stop. So, now, in our daily life, with this thought, not ego, but with this, good heart, you see, cherish others, cherish others, seeking happiness for others. So, now here, okay. No, just I use one simple example today. So here, your friend, the person you are, you know, staying together, whatever. he wants this one, he or she wants this one there, you see, and this one there, and this one there, okay?
So
you want this one there, this one there, you see? So the other person one, you want this one there, and this one there, okay? So delante, huh? Okay, so now, this is what the other person wants, right? Other person, what? Now I've forgotten. So, let's say this is what the other person wants there, this one here. Then you want this one there, right? Okay? So now, if you follow the ego self-change thought, then you would argue on this. You know, fight for this. Because you fight what your ego self-change thought want. You know, this one there. I'm good. This one there, and the watch clock there. Okay. So you fight for this, he fight to quarrel or even beat. Can have anything, see. So a self-centered thought, then you get angry. You don't eat what you want, then you get angry. Then you get angry, anything can happen, you see. Anything can happen, you know. Maybe lose the other person's ear or nose. So first of all, you destroyed your peace, you know, before relaxed peace, destroyed, and your heart, your inner life, turmoil, you see. tightness, self-centered, or ego tightness, no inner peace. Then anger. And there's also attachment, you see. So there's so much suffering filled. So all the mental garbage, you know. Clinical karma. With the clinical karma. Yes. not fulfilling the wishes, but not fulfilling wishes about the other sentient being. See, it becomes an obstacle to the other being's happiness. So that's the present situation. Then there's the effect of your action. Not positive but negative. there's a negative effect, immediate negative effect to the other person. See, doesn't give inner peace and happiness, you know, doesn't give, and it gives, you see, you say, unhappiness to the other person. unhappiness, you see. Suffering. So it makes the other person unhappy. And then cause that person to get angry to you. So what happens is you are creating the negative karma, which brings the unhappiness for both of you. Creates kind of negative world. Unhappy, negative world, you see. Then the other long-term effect, result, rebirth is depending on how heavy it is, depending on the hell or hunger goes, animal realm. Because the motivation of the act is attachment. attachment, grasping, you see, this is like pleasure, you see. And then there's a self-changing thought, of course. So, like that, see. So makes your life, other person's life, totally unhappy. Then there's a long term, there's an effect, you know. Very heavy, a suffering, you know, in the lower realm. So that many billion, zillion eons of suffering, unbelievable. So now with a good heart, you see. Thinking, cherishing the other sentient being, seeking happiness for that person.
La felicidad del otro. que busca la felicidad del otro.
Opposite, your attitude opposite to ego, self-centered.
Teniendo una actitud justo lo opuesto a la del ego, del egocentrismo.
So, the good heart, you know, cherishing,
con el buen corazón,
obtaining happiness for others.
Lo que busca es la felicidad de la otra persona.
So with this, you know, then okay, you listen to what the other person wanted. I've now lost, forgot many times in the, which was which. So anyway, so now this is the other person, what is it? So yeah, so you, by thinking all the benefits, you know, as much as the benefits, you see, they cherishing the other person, seeking, obtaining happiness with the other person. So from this attitude, it opens door for all your happiness. All the happiness future life. Then you see, from there also can help. Liberation to the highest enlightenment. See, so it opens the door for all your happiness. When you cherish that person, you see, seeking, obtaining happiness with that person. See, so like that. So, oh, that becomes drop. Oh, for something you see. Will cause the chip. See, you know, I mean, the skies of all the benefit of happiness. You see, not temporal, but ultimate. You see,
that
is. then as a result, long term result of this, your positive attitude is cherishing and giving happiness. Then you are able to liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of suffering, cause, and bring them fully enlightened. From which realm is numberless beings, you see. So this is the benefit. Benefit is just unbelievable. You see, so think of the benefits. Think of this. Great. This space skies of you know, all this benefit. All this long term benefits you get to see. then you see, you are so happy. You are so happy to that. You know, so happy to you know, to give up your ego self and cherish other
in the beings,
obtain happiness. Okay. So now here, now the last thing. So here, with this, fill two purposes.
Y así satisfacemos dos propósitos.
You're able to make the other person happy, and you are happy. One action.
Con una acción.
This one action, choosing, cherishing the, obtaining, I mean, cherishing that person. See. the accepting what the person wants. So this one action fulfills two purposes. Makes you happy and makes another person. Makes you happy because all this benefit will you get. then makes the other person very happy. Then you don't create need karma.
You don't
need karma. You see. Unnecessary, you know, totally unnecessary, crazy thing to create the karma to, you know, long term to suffer in the Lord.
and
or you don't cause it, you don't cause that the person to get involved in sin, to be born Lord, you see, and unhappiness now, and then you see, keep the grudge.
And
then make the rush, anger again and again, you see. So obstacle for all the obstacle to obstacle for, to develop your mind.
To
complete all the realizations, you know, and to cause all the happiness to all, to every single being. So this is an example. So in our life, in our daily life, so we try to live our life with with a good heart, cherishing others, seeking happiness, obtaining happiness rather as much as possible. So then when you are at home, you are able to make whole family happy. You see, your companion, your children, as much as possible. when you are in the office, you are able to make everybody happy. In the office, able to make everybody happy. So wherever you are, and you are in whether you're living, whether you're staying alone, on the moon, so wherever you are, in the cave or moon or where, so happy. Your life is so happy, your life full of joy, so happy. And you see so much meaning of your life, meaningful. And with this good heart, you're always benefiting to others. Day and night. Even you go to sleep for others. For all living beings' happiness. So even you eat food, drink, so how many coffee you drink, chocolate you drink. So anyway, everything is for all the beings.
You know,
happiness. Happiness, you see.
So
yeah, then you in the work in the office, you know, being a secretary or cleaning or the whatever, driving or whatever job you doing. You see. So with this heart, you know, this is for everybody. For all the women's happiness. You know? How many hours doing job? 8 hours. 8 hours doing job. 8 hours or the 12 hours doing job, whatever it is. So everything becomes dharma. So here dharma means protect. Which protects you from suffering.
Dharma es lo que nos protege del sufrimiento.
From the suffering and the cause of suffering.
Y de las causas del sufrimiento.
The negative thoughts.
Los pensamientos negativos. Delusions.
There's a meaning of dharma. One is dharma. One is dharma. And we stop the action of harming to ourselves, harming others. On top of that,
además,
what are you doing is a benefit to yourself, causing happiness, causing happiness to others. So all the different levels of happiness to cause others, happen in this life, you know, our life to benefit to others, and so causing happiness in this life to others, then more important service than that. So the more important than that, what is not known, what is not so much known in the world, that many people do. Many people do the service for others, causing happiness in this life to others. But what is not known is that even more important service, happiness, causing happiness for all the future lives to others. Numberless other living beings. So, the very long run, the future life happiness. Now, even more important service to others is this: bring them in a true cessation of suffering. See? True cessation of suffering.
Okay?
By seeking the cause of suffering. So by actualizing the true path. Then the then to bring the enlightenment. Okay.
So forth.
Okay, let's stop there. So, so I think that's so maybe one question.
¿Hay alguna pregunta?
Maybe one question.
La felicidad para todos, pero ¿por qué hay tantas guerras? Por ejemplo, Rusia, Italia, Irán, Estados Unidos. En Cuba hay cosas buenas, pero de alguna forma hay gente que se quiere ir. Y en México, elecciones raras. ¿Qué es lo que pasa en el mundo? ¿Por qué no hay en el poder? ¿Podría haber felicidad si el poder también fuera más sencillo?
If everybody wants to be happy, why there are so many problems? Oh, sorry, perdón. If there are so many if everybody wants happiness in the world, then why there are so many problems, so many fightings, wars, and everything? Even the politicians, they could help to have more happiness, or if we want to be happy, why we don't have happiness and we have so many wars and problems in Mexico, in the States, everywhere, no? Everybody wants to be happy, but we have just the opposite.
I gave the answer at the very beginning. Blame everything to one. Your own ego, self-chasing authority. From where all the problems come from. Then mental kindness to all. So from one side, mental kindness to all. So when that is done, when this practice is done, then the world will be a perfect peace. The political people, those with influence, power, they can cause so much happiness to many millions of people in their own country, other countries. It changes, see? What they can do is unbelievable. But if you don't change, if this practice is not done, they constantly cherish in the eye, not realizing how others are so precious, so kind. that all your past, present, future happiness, everything comes from them. So without that, then the problem is here. So want happiness, want many things, but doesn't happen. Because what you're doing is a cause of suffering. It's not the cause of happiness.
No habrá felicidad porque con la actitud egocéntrica lo único que hacemos es crear sufrimiento y causa de sufrimiento.
So as I mentioned, as a quotation I mentioned at the very beginning. So the answer was given from very beginning. So, I think maybe that's all. Yeah.
What is the mind? What is the mind?
Only. Yeah. Now with this, it's time to go to sleep.
Sorry?
Now with this, time to go to sleep.
Ahora,
that this means time to go to sleep. So there's a body and mind. Mind is a first of all, you have to understand it's formless. Because formless, it has no color, no shapes.
Es decir, no tiene color, no hay no hay forma o figura.
But which nature is clear?
La naturaleza de la mente es la claridad.
Clear perceivable object.
La claridad.
Clear perceivable object.
El percibir claramente los objetos.
Yeah. So that is the that is the definition, a characteristic of the mind.
Esa es la definición de la mente, claridad y percibir.
Yeah. So such in Rigpa, so that's the definition of the mind.
Esa es la definición de la mente, la claridad y poder.
As we say, body and mind, mind. Okay. So it's a very interesting phenomenon.
Es una pregunta muy importante, muy interesante.
So maybe take it and maybe stop there.
One more? And stop or I don't know.
Yeah.
No, es que no hay tiempo, creo. Ya, ¿no? Ok, una, ya.
Yo siempre he pensado del gran déjà vu, que es el déjà vu.
Sí.
Y quiero que me preguntes si él cree que hemos vivido la misma pasado, el mismo presente, pero el mismo pasado.
No, que sí existe lo del déjà vu.
Sí.
Es decir, si lo que es las experiencias significa que ya hemos vivido lo mismo.
Sí.
Sometimes, for example, we are in an experience, and it's something that we have the feeling that we already have been in there, in that place, or we already have had that experience. Sometimes happens that, no? Something comes to your mind, and you say, "Oh, this I already have experienced in the past." Then he asks, "Is that true? That we already have the same things, maybe in the past?"
Yes, that's possible. Yes. Also, when you meet people, some people you feel like not new. You feel that you have met before. Before doesn't mean this life. Life before this. But you never met in this life the first time. But you feel it's not new. You know. You feel it's not new to meet the person. So those are, you see, those are, you know, your karma, you see, expressing that you have met that person.
In the
recent past lives. Yeah, so they tell your karma is telling that, you see. Yeah. It doesn't mean it. sorry. I taught my old habit on and on, so didn't have much time to
perdonar, pero
so, conchant some mantra.
Rinpoche va a citar, a cantar algunos mantras, algunas oraciones.
The first one is a future Buddha's mantra.
Maitreya
Buddha. It has so much benefit, but the two, one particular benefit only this has is when the Maitreya Buddha descends this world to reveal Dharma. Like Buddha did, like Shakyamuni Buddha did. And then that time, if you heard the mantra, even animals hear the mantra, and then that time, Maitreya Buddha will look for, and you become the first disciple. You become the first disciple of Maitreya Buddha, receive teachings, and you receive prediction for enlightenment. That you're going to become enlightened. See, Maitreya Buddha will be prediction that you become going to be enlightened. So, and also it helps, to keep the mind of virtue,
in a positive way.
Namo Ranadaya, Namo Bhagavate Shajamunaya. Aragadaya arahade sanya samam buddhaya tayata oma anzede anzede avaranzede azede anzaya aramede avalokete garagara masamaya asidhi barambara mambode menrabes amara amara emagama samaya ambode mbode mambode soha Om Maye Maye Ma Maye So Om Mane Mane Mara So. This has also another important benefit. By hearing this mantra, that you don't get upon lower realms.
So it's very powerful.
Now, Medicine Buddha mantra is also the same benefit. You don't get upon lower realms. It's so powerful. And very powerful for purification and the collecting extensive merits for everything, like wish feeling. Mantra. Daya tayo mo embeganze yamaha embeganze beganze ranza yasame engade so daya tayo mo embeganze beganze yamaha embeganze beganze ranza yasame engade so Daya tayo mo embeganze yamaha embeganze beganze ranza yasame yangade so. Om Bhimojana Jibhimala Bhimojana Jibhimala Bhimojana Bhimala 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 Bhimojana la chenge de jibe ngin de de jibe rin na lo zang ja ve dan dan ja wa ro jo kare ra ve gur ve shin ga de pen an de wa ma ro ju ve na che re zwa tin de ge de sa be se de ba do tin ge ji na sa be se de ba do tin ge ji ko yin ja su do ju ba la chi ja su de kan che ten ro cha na be ma de de ja zo lo so wan de zo che de lu ro jo so please everybody pray did all the three times merits past present future merits past present past present future merits for the others may the bodhicitta alter ultimate good heart bodhicitta cherish all sentient beings seeking happiness for all sentient beings and wishing to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings may this be actualized with one's heart, one's family members may this be actualized in the hearts of everybody everybody in what's it called, name of this country, name of this no here Guadalajara in the heart of everybody in Guadalajara in Mexico and the rest of the world in the hearts of all sentient beings without delay in a second in whose heart it generated may be increased especially may be generated in the hearts of all the leaders of the world so how much peace and happiness in the world it depends also them very much and then in the hearts of all the religious different religious people not only Buddhist but Muslim, Hindu, Catholic all the different religious bodhicitta to be actualized in all their hearts and as well as the bodhicitta to be actualized in the, all the leaders in mainland China Gracias. South India, the monastery, there's Sarah Garden Jebung, three very large universities. They were studying Buddhism, philosophy. So it happened in Tibet, founded by Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa was a disciple. So since the Hisuna Dalama and since Hisuna Dalama and Minyan Lama's those were able to some of those were able to escape from Tibet. So they founded the monastery Saraka, and they went to continue their Dharma education. They're studying Buddhist philosophy. They're very extensive through the Tantra. So television in India. So there are monks here from Gaden Shatya. So Sarah meant Gaden Shatya and Changze. Within the two monks. Then Devun is a Rosaling among two monks. So they are from Shatya. But they are not the they are not the there are some companies who you know the practice the protector that his one is see I've been advising for many years to not practice that's you know no good for yourself and for the for general Buddha Dharma and for the world you see so but they are one who are following to his one's advice. So they came to do some fundraising for their education,
for the monks and
these buildings or the education. So they, if anybody want to help, them can do help.
Que lo sepáis que van a hacer aquí alguna exhibición en Guadalajara para por esa finalidad, entonces para que sea.
So that's it.